KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school wrestling around the area last night, Atlantic won both halves of a Hawkeye 10 Conference double duel at home as Atlantic beat Lewis Central 43-30. The Trojans also downing Red Oak 55-34. Lewis Central beat Red Oak 46-34 in the other half of that double duel. Also last night, it was Glenwood topping Harlan 56-18 as the Rams capture the regular season dual title in Hawkeye 10 Conference wrestling. Creston beat Sheraton 60-13. It was Kemper Catholic over Coon Rapids Bayard 40-34. Also in a double duel, Griswold beat Clarinda Academy 57-12. Griswold downing Trainer 47-18. Trainer beat Clarinda Academy 45-13. It was East Mills over Tri-Center 40-33. East Mills beating AHST 33-27. Creighton Prep over Underwood 52-21. Nottoway Valley beat Corning 36-24. Albia over Corning 45-15. It was Albia over Nottoway Valley 33-28. Southeast Warren beating Nottoway Valley 43-21. And Southeast Warren over Corning 51-27. Also Bedford Lennox defeats Mount Air 50-28. It was Bedford Lennox over Pleasantville 51-14. And Bedford Lennox a winner over Maryville, Missouri 64-18 in high school wrestling last night. Well, it's time for another border brawl as the 4th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes take on 3rd-ranked Minnesota in college wrestling tomorrow. Both the Hawkeyes and the Gophers have 9 ranked wrestlers. The team split their 2 meetings last season. Iowa junior Tony Ramos, who's 15-0 and ranked 2nd at 133 pounds, says the Hawkeyes are up for the challenge.
It's a big rivalry. Beat them last year, but then when it came down to national duels, and they got better of us there, so it's something we need to rebound from and something we need to improve on. So it's exciting for us. It's going to be exciting for the fans to see where we're at. They're number 3 in the country. You know, it's time to go out and make a statement.
Ramos is scheduled to face 6th-ranked Chris Dardanes, a sophomore with a 12-2 record. Iowa's 14-1 in duels this season. Minnesota 11-1. Both the teams' losses came to Oklahoma State. The duel between Iowa and Minnesota is the 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon at Williams Arena in Minneapolis. That'll be televised live on the Big Ten Network. In high school basketball action last night, in boys' hoops, it was Diagonal beating Orient Maxburg 63-25, Heartland Christian over Essex 56-43, Nishnabotna defeated Craig Fairfax, Missouri 67-40, Red Oak over Tri-Center 71-56, Villisca topping Audubon 66-36, West Central Valley beat Panorama 67-44. In consolation play in the Centennial Conference tournament action, St. Albert beat Boystown, Nebraska 70-67. Also in the Western Valley Conference tournament, in consolation play, it was Charter Oak Ute over Whiting 53-50. Kingsley Pearson beat River Valley 52-50. Siouxland Community Christian over Westwood 53-33. West Harrison beat Ridgeview 60-54. Woodbine over Logan Magnolia 63-42. In quarterfinal round play in that tournament, it was IKM Manning over Booyer Valley 68-35, Lawton Bronson topping Odebolt Arthur BCIG 81-42, West Monona beat Arweva 73-71, and in overtime, Woodbury Central 59-55 winners over Maple Valley. In girls' hoops last night, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Kemper Catholic, 67-60. Essex in overtime, a 59-53 winner over Heartland Christian. Nishnabotna defeating Craig Fairfax, Missouri, 49-18. Panorama downed West Central Valley, 66-29. Villisca beat Audubon, 49-34, while Underwood topped Thomas Jefferson, 41-24. We have girl and boy high school basketball tonight for you. Western Iowa Conference play, as Chris and I will be in Audubon tonight, as Audubon plays plays host to the Riverside Girls and Boys. Girls game first will be on the air about 6 o'clock tonight. Boys game will follow. You can catch them both live here on KJAN, AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web streaming live at KJAN.com. You can also catch it on your smartphone if you've downloaded the KJAN app, both for Android and iPhone applications. It's free. Just go into the different stores, the iTunes store, the Google Play store, and search KJAN, and then download the free app so you can listen to us anywhere. The girls' high school athletic unit announced its 7th basketball ratings of the season late yesterday afternoon. In Class 5A, Ankeny remains on top. Mason City and Des Moines East, Dowling Catholic, and Iowa City High are the top five. In Class 4A, Bishop Elon Catholic is number one, followed by Benton, Indianola, Waverly, Shell Rock, and Dallas Center Grimes. Lewis Central is 8th, and Harlan is 9th in this week's poll. They're both up one spot. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption remains number one, with MLC Floyd Valley, Esterville, Lincoln Central, North Polk, and Cascade the top five. In 2A, Western Christian remains number one, with IKM Manning in number two again this week. North Lynn, Lawton Bronson, and Panorama round out the top five. The Panthers are up a spot from last week. In Class 1A, Bedford is the number one team again this week, followed by Newell Fonda, Central Lyon, Burlington Notre Dame, and Arweva in the top five. Adair Casey stays put at number six in this week's small school poll. In women's college hoops, things weren't favoring the Iowa women's team last night with 5.5 left in the Big Ten Conference clash with Wisconsin, but then Jamie Printy took over. Printy, a Hawkeye senior guard whose season ended prematurely because of injury a year ago against the Badgers in Madison, scored 14 consecutive points in a 3.5-minute span to lead Iowa from a 1-point deficit to a 10-point lead in what turned into a 71-60 Hawkeye victory. On the season, Printy is 33 of 33 from the free throw line in the final 5 minutes of games, and she's 27 in a row in the final 2 minutes. Three other Hawkeyes, Melissa Dixon, Bethany Doolittle, and Thierra Taylor, scored 10 points apiece as Iowa improves to 15-5 overall. They're 4-2 in Big Ten conference play. Hawkeyes travel to Ann Arbor, Michigan on Sunday for a rematch with the Wolverines. In men's college hoops yesterday, Trey Burke had 15 points and 8 assists to help number 2 Michigan shake free of Purdue, 68-53. Tim Hardaway Jr. added 13 points for Michigan, which has a chance to move to number 1 if they can win at Illinois on Sunday. Top-ranked Duke lost big at Miami on Wednesday. The Wolverines are 18-1. In other top 10 games, Shabazz Muhammad scored 23 points as UCLA turned a torrid start into an 84-73 win over number 6 Arizona. Kelly Olynyk scored 26 points in a perfect night of shooting to help Gonzaga rebound from a last-second loss to Butler last week as they beat BYU 83-63. Kendall Anthony scored 21 of his 26 points after halftime to lead Richmond to an 86-74 win over number 19 Virginia Commonwealth. And Southeastern Conference leading scorer Marshall Henderson had 28 points, pacing 23rd-ranked Mississippi over Tennessee, 62-56. Well, Tim Duncan was selected to his 14th All-Star game. Spurs teammate Tony Parker joins him, and the Chicago Bulls also had two reserves chosen for next month's game in Houston. Joakim Noah and Luol Deng were picked from the Bulls. Noah is one of 5 first-time All-Stars for the East, along with New York's Tyson Chandler, Indiana's Paul George, Cleveland's Kyrie Irving, and Philadelphia's Drew Holiday. Miami's Chris Bosh, picked for his 8th All-Star game, rounded out the East squad. West forwards David Lee of Golden State, LaMarcus Aldridge of Portland, and Zach Randolph of Memphis all were picked for the second time. Houston's James Harden was chosen for the first time, and he joins former Oklahoma City teammate Russell Westbrook, who's headed to his 3rd straight All-Star game. Hornets owner Tom Benson is changing his team's nickname to the Pelicans, and he said the switch will create a bond with the city that could lead to a championship. The brown pelican is the Louisiana state bird. The NBA is expected to expedite the change at the start of next season. The new color scheme is blue, gold, and red, a departure from the Hornets' teal, purple, gold, and white colors. Last night in the NBA, it was Toronto beating Orlando 97-95, New York over Boston 89-86, Phoenix beat the LA Clippers 93-88. Also in the National Hockey League last night, Carolina topped Buffalo 6-3, Montreal 4-1 over Washington, the New York Islanders beat Toronto 7-4, Philadelphia edged the New York Rangers 2-1, Ottawa over Florida 3-1, St. Louis shut out Nashville 3-0, it was Chicago in overtime, a 3-2 winner over Dallas. Colorado beat Columbus 4-0, Edmonton an OT 2-1 winner over Los Angeles, while San Jose beat Phoenix 5-3. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the New Orleans Saints have fired defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo after one season. New Orleans ranked last in the NFL in total defense and in run defense, yielding the most yards ever in a single season. The Saints went 7-9 this year, allowing 454 points. Only Tennessee gave up more. Head coach Sean Payton, who returned to work this week after a season-long suspension, also fired special teams coordinator Ken Fajol. Arizona has traded outfielder Justin Upton to the Atlanta Braves as part of a seven-player baseball trade that sends former All-Star infielder Martin Prado to the Diamondbacks. Prado can become a free agent after this season. Upton has five-plus Major League seasons under his belt, but he's still just 25 years old. He joins brother B.J. Upton, who recently signed a free agent deal with Atlanta. The younger Upton, who has 3 years and $38.5 million left on his contract, has been the subject of trade speculation throughout the offseason. He vetoed a trade to the Mariners earlier. Pedro Martinez is back with the Red Sox. The former pitcher will serve as a special assistant to general manager Ben Sherrington. Martinez spent seven seasons with the Red Sox and was a key member of their 2004 World Series championship team. Well, the entrance to the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis looked more like that of a St. Louis Cardinals game on Thursday, just the way Stan Musial would have liked it. Thousands of fans turned out for Musial's public visitation at the ornate Roman Catholic Church, many of them bundled up against the bitter cold in red Cardinals jackets. Musial, a 24-time All-Star who remained a beloved figure in his adopted hometown a half century after his playing career ended, died Saturday after years of declining health. He was 92. Andy Murray has beaten Roger Federer for the first time in a Grand Slam event to advance to the Australian Open final against top-ranked Novak Djokovic. Murray, who became the first British man to win a major in 76 years when he beat Djokovic in last year's U.S. Open final, missed a chance to serve for the match in the fourth set before beating Federer 6-4, 6-7, 6-3, 6-7, and 6-2. The number three-ranked Murray, who lost Australian finals in 2010 and 11, will be playing his third consecutive major final when he takes on two-time defending champion Djokovic on Sunday. Murray lost the Wimbledon final to Federer, their third meeting in a major, before his career breakthrough in New York. In golf, defending champion Brant Snedeker fired a 7-under-65 and shares the lead with K.J. Choi after the opening round of the Farmers Insurance Open. Tiger Woods was just off the pace until he bogeyed two of the final four holes and settled for a 68. Phil Mickelson opened with a 72. 2 years before golf returns to the Olympics, the LPGA Tour is creating a tournament to determine the best in the world. The International Crown will start in 2014 and will be played every other year. That event will feature 4 days of team matches among eight countries that can field the strongest four-player teams based on the world rankings. The inaugural event will be held in late July at Caves Valley Golf Club outside of Baltimore. And in racing news, Kyle Busch has signed a long-term extension with Joe Gibbs Racing to keep driving the number 18 Toyota Camry. Busch, who has won 24 NASCAR Sprint Cup races and made the chase for the Cup five times since 2005, says he's staying with JGR after considering at least two other ownership groups. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.